This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Generally, when we sign a deal or a contract or an agreement, then all the positive aspects of that agreement would be in bold print. And all the challenges, negatives or cons will be in fine print, barely visible to the naked eye. And rarely do we take the time and the trouble to read through it or to peruse through it. It's only when we find ourselves in a turbulent situation or when things go pear-shaped, now we're compelled to open up the document and now we read the fine print and we realize that, oops, if only we knew, probably we would have not entered into this agreement or relationship, but alas, it's too late. Well, the entire world tells you about the perks, the benefits, the privileges of wealth, affluence, prosperity, etc. But has anyone ever spelled out the challenges and the cons of prosperity, wealth, and opulence? Rarely do we hear about it. Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, captures a hadith in Kitab al-Zuhd, where once the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sitting with his noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and he said, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا فُتِحَتْ فَارِسْ وَرُومْ O my companions, what will be of you? أَيُّ قَوْمٍ أَنْتُمْ What will be of you when the wealth of Persia and Rome will come to your feet? So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu said, نَقُولُ كَمَا أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ أَيْ نَفْعَلْ We will do as Allah instructs us. We will increase in charity. We will increase in gratitude. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and said, أَوَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ أَوَ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ Are you sure nothing else will happen? And they in silence, no, O Nabi of Allah, hopefully we will do what's the demand of the hour. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm afraid, تتنافسون ثم تتحاسدون ثم تتدابرون ثم تتباغضون لا إله إلا الله. That era which will be brimming with wealth and affluence will be gripped with mutual rivalry. تتنافسون I need to excel my sibling. I need to have a better car. I need to outshine him in my wealth, in my travels, in my dressing, in my expenses. And this will then lend itself into something more evil and unpleasant, tatahasadun, where I will adopt measures to curtail his growth, to see how he can fall and he can collapse. Thumma tatadabarun, then I'll turn my back to him and ignore him, give him a cold shoulder. Thumma tatabaghadun, and then it will end at a point Well, unfortunately, you'll depart from this world where you have dislike and resentment for each other. My brother, remember the verse of the Quran in the 19 juz in Surah Al-Shu'ara. Allah says, لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. Nothing will avail you on the day of Qiyamah إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. But the one who comes to Allah with a clean heart. It's time we purify this heart. لقلب نقي في ثوب دنس خيرٌ مِنْ قَلْبٍ دَنِسٍ فِي ثَوْبٍ نَقِيٍ It is always better to have a clean heart in a soiled clothing than to have a soiled heart in clean clothing. May Allah bless us with a clean heart so that we can leave this world in a manner that He is pleased with us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.